Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham. We're live in our operations area. Real busy looking at the tropics, but Hurricane Dorian, that's going to be our first stop here. And you can still see on satellite, Dennis, the NOAA satellite's giving us some great images. Right there you can see the center continuing to move northward, improving conditions with time in Florida, but worsening conditions for Georgia and the Carolinas with time, but not quite over for Florida. Still some of these rain bands stretching out, providing a lot of wind and a lot of rain on the coast of Florida. So a few changes at the 11 o'clock advisory. One of them is for Florida and the Georgia coast, looking at a tropical storm warning for those areas. Because what we're doing is we literally look at the radius of the winds. You start looking at how far out those hurricane force winds stretch out from the center. In some areas, about 60 miles. And then what we do is we take our forecast, we draw those circles around it with a compass, literally measuring out those winds. And areas where the hurricane force winds can touch, that's where we put up that hurricane warning. And it's been extended. We have it now for the South Carolina coast, North Carolina, all the way to the Outer Banks to the Virginia border. So that's one of the bigger updates that we have, this forecast advisory, have that hurricane warning, because look how close we get to the coast. Going northward, timing-wise here we are at 11 o'clock, right in the last half hour or so of that new advisory. Let's look with time here. Let's see, tomorrow morning, pretty close to the coast of South Carolina, 8 p.m. on Thursday, 8 a.m. on Friday, and then finally exiting into the Atlantic. So we have a few more days to go with time. Could see some of those winds, and that's why we have that hurricane warning up. Let's look at some of the impacts. We're going to talk a lot about water, Dennis, because it's such a dangerous part of these hurricanes. Water, 90% of the fatalities historically comes from the water. So let's spend some time talking about it. This is the greatest risk of flash flooding over the next 3 days. Notice these areas here. We got areas right around the north portion of Florida, right on the coast, but let's keep drawing it. Georgia, you can extend it into South Carolina, North Carolina, to the Outer Banks. So one thing to notice here, not all the areas, it's just the coast, and you could stretch inland depending on the movement of this storm, and you have all those rain bands. This area right here is a high risk right along the coast of South Carolina, North Carolina. That's the highest risk that we have. So that's a very dangerous situation. So remember, this is from the rainfall, dangerous potential of flash flooding. This is from the Weather Prediction Center, an amazing group getting these products to us and getting this out to everybody so we can be ready for that heavy rain. And really, if you look at it, that's the heavy rain. That's a little more detail with the rain, also from the Weather Prediction Center. Look at some of these values. I mean, there's Georgia, where we can see some values of 6 to 10 inches of rain. South Carolina, that 6 to 10 inch, a little further inland. North Carolina, the same thing. A lot of areas could get 6 to 10 inches of rain, but the red area here, 10 to 15, very dangerous. That can stretch right along the coastline, but we always remind people a little bit of shift in that track. Some of these values can move a little further inland with time, so some of those higher values can move inland as well. So have to be real careful with that. The other part of it, we got the rainfall, but the storm surge, the leading cause of fatalities in tropical systems. So something that we always like to talk about because it's so critical. And, you know, these low-lying areas that get the storm surge, the local officials, you know, they start talking about evacuation. You got to listen to them because very dangerous how much water can come in, sometimes before the storm gets in, but sometimes 10, 15, 20 hours later when the winds shift, some areas could get rain and top of the storm surge, and that could cause some water even afterwards. So it's just something to think about. Some of the values here on the Georgia coast, 3 to 5. And then as we march northward, South Carolina, 4 to 7, 5 to 8, just a lot of storm surge. And notice it's not just the immediate coast. It can stretch inland as well. There's 4 to 7. There's Wilmington there. And going up to the Outer Banks, 4 to 6 feet. But the Pamlico Sound, places that are very susceptible, it follows these channels and gets piled up. It could be inland. And that's something that we always remind people. It's not just the immediate Outer Banks or the immediate coastline. Look how far. It could be miles inland, and that's why we have the storm surge warning. All the pink area here is where we have that warning up, and even the watch, 2 to 4 feet into Norfolk and places in Virginia. So storm surge being, just a dangerous aspect of this storm. So we're going to look at some things here, and Dennis, we were talking about it. The tropics are very active, and I want to kind of bring you over to the wall. A lot of times we see the hurricane wall, the weather wall back here that we call. And I wanted to pay attention to this because I wanted to talk about our area responsibility here at the Hurricane Center. We work with emergency managers in the United States. We work with our local forecast offices and the River Forecast Center. centers in the United States, but we have a larger responsibility as part of the World Meteorological Organization. We have to talk to a lot of different countries, coordinate the forecast, coordinate in the off-season and during the season. Our responsibility from Europe, Portugal, Spain, the European coast and African coast, that starts our responsibility. As we travel westward across, we are responsible for the Caribbean islands. We work with them. We coordinate with them all the time through Central America, Mexico. That's why sometimes we do see the forecast. We're hitting Mexico or Central America. We're working on those forecasts. And we keep going, by the way, all the way to 140 west. So we have this huge area, this huge ocean of responsibility when it comes to tropical systems. And we visited the Tropical Analysis Forecast Branch. It's also the marine forecast in this area. And the wall, think of all these tracks. These are the Pacific tracks so far this season. So we actually put the tracks that have already occurred and current storms. We put the symbols on here for tropical storm, hurricane, and we all the names at the top. These are the Pacific names. So you can see the storms that we've had so far in the Pacific and the Pacific names. And on the other side, Dennis, we're going to walk over there and you'll see the Atlantic names, the storms that we've had so far and the ones that we have to go. So you can see also in the Atlantic, we put the tracks on there as well. So it's something I wanted to cover because I'm not sure everybody realizes that our responsibility covers the European coast, the African coast, all the way out to the Pacific. So let's look at the rest of the hurricane season, and Dan Brown's right behind us. You know, we look at the season and we talk about the coordination. Dan, how do we do that? I mean, we have a lot of countries to talk to, and tell us about that coordination.
So yeah, we talk to a lot of different countries all the time. During the course of a hurricane season, we may talk to folks in the Cape Verde Islands, Spain, Portugal, Eastern Caribbean, Mexico, Bermuda, Canada, and in fact, just this week we've talked to folks in Eastern Caribbean, the Bahamas, Bermuda, about coordination even on their special balloon launches they've been doing for us, and then also I anticipate we'll have to do that for Canada later this week.
Now, looking at the satellite in front of you, Dan. Yeah, that's a lot of activity. The tropics have come alive for sure.
Yeah, we have a wave coming off Africa. We have Gabrielle. We have another disturbance that we're monitoring near Bermuda. We have Dorian. We have Fernand. And then we have a couple systems out in the Pacific. Juliet is a hurricane, and then we have a new disturbance that just formed that we're moving into the Central Pacific Basin. A forecast track has it taking it south of Hawaii. But again, this time of year, it's something we all should be paying attention to, the tropics.
That's been Dan Brown giving us a big picture look, and that's why sometimes you see in the background all the different desks, everybody busy, because that's a large area of the globe that we cover, and really trying to look at every different cloud, every wave, and trying to do that forecast. And you can see behind me, all these systems are lined up, Dennis. I'm going to get out of the way. You can see them all lined up here that we're dealing with. So we're going to keep you safe. We're going to keep you informed during this hurricane season. More immediate, we have Hurricane Dorian that we're watching, and just like the briefing, watch out for the water, the wind speed in the center, well, that's one thing, but it's about the size, it's about the storm surge, and it's about all that rainfall. Dangerous situation when it comes to the water. Remember, water is the leading cause of fatalities in these tropical systems. So listen to those local officials, and if they tell you to leave, that's the best advice they can give. This is Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.